I'm Linda Dow, and today we shine the community spotlight on Lauren Tignanelli, who has become the very first registered midwife to join the Perth and Smith Falls District Hospital's obstetrical team. Welcome, Lauren, and Happy New Year to you, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks.
That's really something to be the very first one at the Smith Falls Hospital, very first midwife.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they had midwives that were a part of the hospital like 20 plus years ago, but there hasn't been any midwifery involvement at the hospital since then. So,
okay. Any new babies yet in January down at the Smith Falls? Really?
Yeah. Quite a few already. So,
no kidding.
Starting the year off strong.
And you've been involved with all the birthings, have you?
Not with all of them. So, myself and the OB at Smith Falls share caseload. So, she was on call the first week of January. So, she did most of the deliveries.
Right.
And then I'm on call this week. So, we just kind of rotate that way. But I've seen all the babies that have been born in January. So,
oh. Yeah. So, this must be very welcome news for the parents out there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Prospective parents.
It's been really well received. We initially, when we were developing the program over the summer, we wanted there to be some patient involvement and patient education about it as well, because it was going to be such a new thing in the community. And we weren't sure like how it would be received, but with all of our conversations with patients leading up and then all of our follow-up with patients since it's happened, everyone seems happy to just have more options and another care provider in their community. So the feedback that we've received has been very positive, which has been lovely.
This sounds like it's very progressive in this part of the country, in Lanark County, at Smith Falls, right? To have a midwife at the hospital. Is it progressive?
Yeah, it's definitely, there are a handful of what we call hospitalist midwives in the province, but it's definitely not a super common position, especially the way that I do it is very unique. Smith Falls, the program that I do there is really the only of its kind in the province, so that's why there was a lot of development work over the summer to try and figure out how it was going to run, because we didn't really have a model necessarily to look to copy. And then definitely in a community like Smith Falls, where there hasn't been any midwife involvement for a long time. So, yeah.
So what makes it unique then? Why is it different from other programs?
So typically midwives are independent care providers that work in what's called midwifery practice groups. So they'll have clinics in different communities where they work as a team, providing care to their patients within that setting. And then midwives will have privileges at a hospital that they're affiliated with to be able to do births there. So that is the most common way that midwives work. What's unique about this is that I'm an employee of the hospital, and the OB and I work in a shared call model or a shared team model where we work together. So typically it's more people either have a midwife or they have an OB, and there might be experiences where midwives have to consult or work with an OB if their patient is becoming more high risk. But in this case, everybody at Smith Falls has both the OB and myself, and then it just kind of depends who's on call that they'd be getting the care from.
Okay. When you say OB, you're talking about?
Obstetrician.
Gynecologist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Medical doctor. Talk about your role as a registered midwife and the team that makes up the birthing program at the Smith Falls Hospital.
So, sorry, my role at the...
Sure. Talk about your role. What exactly do you do there?
Oh, yeah. Good question. My role has kind of three aspects to it. So the first piece is the prenatal care piece. So people are seen semi-regularly at the hospital for their prenatal care visits. And there is an obstetrical clinic that runs about twice a week where we see people throughout their pregnancy.
And what do you do when you see people? What do you check for?
You would check their blood pressure. You check the baby's heart rate. You would talk about like the various tests that are coming up. You would organize ultrasounds. I usually talk to people about If they have questions about labor and delivery, have those sort of conversations.
Is there a certain time in the pregnancy that a person would seek out that counseling from you?
So usually people are being seen from the time that they find out that they're pregnant, okay. Usually by either a family doctor or a midwife initially, and then they are referred to the OB program at Smith Falls once they're in their third trimester. So we would see people for those appointments in that trimester and kind of take over their obstetrical mm-hmm. care from that point on.
Right.
So that's kind of the first aspect of the role. The second is the like intrapartum care or the obstetrical care piece. So
is that the birth itself?
That's
are you
the
talking
birth
about?
Itself. Okay. Yeah. So conducting the labor and delivery. If people come to the hospital because they have concerns or they need an assessment for something, working with the nurses to complete that assessment. But then if they're in labor, obviously conducting that labor and delivery and kind of early postpartum piece is the other part of my role. And then the final part, which I think has probably been the most welcomed and what people have been very excited about, is the postpartum care piece. So definitely just in general, postpartum care is very lacking in, I would say, like the country in general. People don't get a ton of follow-up after they've had their baby. So what we've started at the hospital is a postpartum clinic where anyone who delivers there has access to that clinic for the first 6 weeks. So they come in however regularly that they need, and the birthing person can be assessed and make sure that they're healing well. The baby gets assessed. We weigh the baby, help with feeding plans, and assist with breastfeeding if that's what they're doing. Do kind of checkups for like pap tests that need to be done, do like contraceptive counseling as well. So a lot of people have enjoyed kind of having that continued care once they're discharged from labor and delivery itself.
Very important, I would think.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And there's so much involved after a birth as well. I mean, the mother is so, you know, pampered really at the hospital. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful after a birth, and so she should be. And then she comes home, mm-hmm. and there she is, you know, with the baby and all that responsibility. And so to know that there's this program at the hospital up to 6 weeks mm-hmm. after the birth, I think that must give a woman a lot of comfort.
Yeah, people have said that it's just very reassuring to have their baby weighed or have not having to wait a very long time to be able to ask questions. The other nice aspect of it too is, I mean, in this community, a lot of people are very fortunate that they do have a primary care provider that they can see. But sometimes it's hard to get in with your family doctor. And so a lot of people end up going to the emergency room for things that aren't necessarily emergent. And that just adds, you know, more burden on the system and difficulty for them to be seen. So it's nice that they can have this option to come in as
right.
well. I always say to people that people spend a lot of time thinking about labor and delivery, but that is like maybe 1 to 2 days of your life.
Right.
But postpartum is
right.
a very long period of time.
Correct.
Right?
So, you know, you were to come in a couple of weeks earlier to talk about this, and you had texted me to say that you had an inducement that morning.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, you know, so we're lucky to have you today because anything can happen, right?
Anything can happen.
I mean, you can't plan when a baby's coming.
Yeah,
right.
True. Very true. Yeah.
Now, the birth rate is supposed to have dropped considerably in Canada mm-hmm. and around the world. Has that affected your work as a midwife?
Not necessarily, I would say. I think for midwifery, traditionally how midwifery works is we can really only take a certain number of patients per month. So most midwives that are working in the midwifery practice groups that I was describing would take like 3 to 4 people per month, just because the care is so much more you are that person's primary form of care. In my role, obviously, we can take a little bit more because it's like supported by the hospital and the nursing staff is there. So I find most midwifery practices don't have a hard time kind of filling their intake.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of training involved
to be a midwife?
Yes.
It's a 4-year program.
Is it really?
Program.
Is mm-hmm. it?
And university? Then you, yeah. And then you do a year of, it's called a new registrant year. It's similar to a residency. So it's a year where you are fully licensed, but you just have more supervision and support for that year. So yeah, there's a lot of training and, you know, different than other medical programs where they're kind of general for the first few years and then get specific depending on what your specialty is. You're kind of specializing from the get-go. So for that full 4 years, all you're learning and working towards is, you know, this obstetrics, basically.
That's incredible. Where did you take your training?
I went to McMaster.
Did you?
Yeah.
One of the best for medical things, right?
Yeah, there's like incredible. It's nice because the midwifery school is, you know, affiliated. We do some courses with the medical students and there's the physician assistant program. And yeah.
You know, I'd like to talk to you more. There's more to say, but we've run out of time.
Yeah, no
and
problem.
I really want to appreciate you coming in.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for that. And we'll let you get back to work because I think, you know, there may be another baby coming today.
You know what?
Who knows?
There's probably some on the horizon.
Oh, dear. So thank you very much, Lauren, for coming in today. Appreciate it very much.
No problem.
Lauren Tignanelli is a registered midwife at the Perth and Smith Falls District Hospital. And that's your community spotlight on LanarkLeadsToday.ca and 88.1 MyFM. I'm Linda Dow.